The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Jenny Shea, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. For many immigrants in the U.S. for whom English is not a native language, learning English can prove an emotionally fraught experience. When I first began learning to speak and read the language, I immediately grasped and then absorbed the social, political, and economic power the language carried in the U.S. I saw, too, how those without English fluency, people like my parents, could be denied those powers, and by extension denied their dignity in countless spaces. The more American schooling I received, the more quickly I outpaced my parents in my knowledge of English. I spoke Mandarin at home and English outside, and I often acted as the de facto translator of the family, deciphering instruction manuals, mail, and reports from school, and writing out letters to teachers and colleagues on behalf of my parents. I grew expert at signing their signature at the end of notes. Over time, as my opportunities to practice and use Mandarin diminished, I felt a kind of exile from my mother tongue, which felt more and more like a foreign language. English felt foreign too, but differently. Because of the weight placed on standardized English with its rules and constraints, I considered myself a native speaker in training, always alert to my mistakes of betraying myself as an outsider. Only later in life did I understand that the language could be my own, opening itself to my own idiosyncratic molding. That was the freedom of writing, particularly poetry, the freedom of invention. Today's poem, by Cambodian-American poet Monica Sok, offers a moving portrait of an entire family learning to speak and read in English. The speaker recalls a children's book the father used as a teaching tool. The book features the transliteration of the calls of birds. Cherubidi, cherubidum are refrains from the book, which appear in the poem. Words help shape the contours of experience and make vivid what we can detect and understand. ABC for Refugees by Monica Sok. Cherubidi, how does a man who doesn't read English well know that cherubidum, those aren't really words, BD, but birds. Cherubidum, he stumbles, reading to me by the sliding glass door, cherubidi, through which I watch my brother play in the dum-dum yard. Cherubidi, cherubidum, like how my father says, fine then, leave. My mother shouts, stupid, dumb. We live in a small, beady nest, too, one hallway to be dumb slammed doors. Birds? What are birds? Thanks to my father reading with me, I have more feathers. T-H-E, first word he ever taught me to pluck. It is a word used all the time. Cherub, cherub, be dumb. The mail, the mailbox, the school bus, VV. He asks me to read the mail. Not birds, mail. If you don't read this, you will turn into birds. And I read it to him the best I can. The end, a feather, two feathers, the end. Mother, mother, repeat after me. Cherubidi, cherubidum. we read together before bedtime. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow.
Hi, it's Micah, producer of The Slowdown. One of the best ways you can support The Slowdown is by starting a monthly gift. It's easy on our budget and provides reliable support for the show you love. Pledge to give $5 a month today, and you can pick one of our thank you gifts at slowdownshow.org/donate.